For reaction from the region, I spoke with Ghassan Al-Attiyah, director and founder of the think tank, the Iraq Foundation for Freedom and Democracy. He spoke to me by telephone from Kuwait. Ghassan Al-Attiyah says there are three immediate challenges for the new government.
First of all, to recall a number of divisions from the former Iraqi army. Two, he will declare amnesty for those who are willing to refrain from using arms. And three, they would use martial law in certain areas. Maybe these measures will sound drastic, but these measures will be only temporary until free election next January.
Let me go back momentarily to one of your points, amnesty to militants or into insurgents. Is there really a hope that that would encourage them to, in a sense, melt, disappear from the insurgency?
I would say it will help create a better atmosphere, namely that the new government is not bent on revenge and they will not take vindictive acts, but I'm sure there are small groups which will not take this amnesty seriously, and they will do their best to destabilize the government.
Now, when you speak of imposing martial law, I've actually heard that also referred to as emergency laws, something short of martial law, still about rounding up suspects, giving greater power to Iraqi security forces. Can the security forces do the job? Are they up to it?
There will be hiccups and difficulties here and there, but at least the way I see it, now there is a sense of direction, and the Iraqi government will need all the help of the coalition forces. But in addition to that, the new government will take the step of asking help from NATO, also will try to extend its friendship to its neighboring countries, hoping that they will help Iraq to rebuild its country, at least by denying access to terrorists to come to Iraq through their countries.
Have you been able to gauge the reaction of Iraqis to this transfer of power?
As we say, man in the street, he is a bit suspicious of this transfer of sovereignty. And this is the problem of the government of winning the hearts and minds of the Iraqis. It's not an easy job, but at least they declare their intention to pursue this.
Ghassan Al-Attiyah is director of the Iraq Foundation for Freedom and Democracy, speaking from Kuwait City.